Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, the Agriculture Ministry launches the Agricultural Productivity Incentive Program in Westmoreland. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Over 70 small farmers in the eastern section of Westmoreland are to benefit from a donation of farming tools, chemicals, and planting materials under the Agricultural Productivity Incentive Program. Among the beneficiaries are a number of women and young farmers. In addition, the Ministry of Agriculture will be assisting the farmers with fertilizer and small tools, as well as tomato, sweet pepper, and other vegetable seeds.
Last year, we did 45 acres of Irish potato. And this year, my intention is to ramp it up to 55 acres, and I'll be doing so through you, the great farmers of Eastern Westmoreland.
Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan. He says only registered farmers will receive assistance under the Agricultural Productivity Incentive Program.
In Jamaica today, predalastin is one of the biggest outside of drought hindrance and obstacle in the agricultural sector. And so, in order to help to minimize predalastin, we have reinforced the registration program. And also, traceability for food safety reasons is important.
Another component of the program is the focus on livestock farmers.
As a part of the program, we'll be dealing with small ruminants, goats, sheep, and pigs. And a chicken program is to come, not just because of a shortage, but also to bolster the production of small chicken farmers to be able to supply that local market to fulfill the demand in the very near future.
Junior Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Luther Buchanan. Also, the ministry is picking up momentum this year as it continues to intensify its focus on encouraging more youth and women to get involved in agriculture. As the government seeks to modernize the sector, emphasis is being placed on helping young people to look at agriculture as a viable business option. Under the 2015-16 Irish Potato Expansion Program, approximately $16.5 million in grant assistance is to be provided by the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries and several stakeholder partners for 100 young persons and women. 40 hectares of land will also be made available to the beneficiaries, who will be expected to cover the cost of preparing the plots for cultivation as well as labor inputs. Land preparation cost is estimated at $50,000 per hectare and labor at $169,000 per hectare. The allocation, which includes support from the Canada-based Promotion of Regional Opportunities for Produce through Enterprises and Linkages Proper Project, will finance the provision of planting material and fertilizer, in addition to assisting the beneficiaries with crop care. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Fowl feeder yard na hard to catch. Translation, a chicken that is fed at home will not be hard to find. And this means if the places you frequent are known, you won't be hard to find. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agricultural sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.